Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled The Christian First Aid Kit was recorded at our 2010 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
You need to cast your care over on the Lord. You need to humble yourself and say, God, this is bigger than me. You know, back when we had $1,000 debt and we had people turning us over to debt collectors, collection agencies. You know what? I used to stay awake, and that did bother me. I remember one time having a dream that I had was in such bad shape I just quit the ministry and joined the Air Force so that I could pay off my debts. And I'm what they call a lucid dreamer. My dreams are, it's hard for me to tell if I'm awake or asleep. They're so real. And anyway, I woke up. It was on a Saturday morning. I woke up. I remember laying in bed thinking, oh, man, it was only a dream. Thank you, Jesus, that I didn't, you know, quit the ministry and go join the Air Force. And I was laying in bed trying to wake up. And Jamie looks over at me and she says, you know, things weren't so bad that you had to quit the ministry and go join the Air Force to pay off the debts. And man, I just was shocked for a second, like, oh no, it was real. I really did it. Turned out I'd been caulking in my sleep and she heard the whole thing and she just kind of rubbing it in. But you know, back when our needs were little and if worse came to worse, I could quit the ministry and pay my debts, I used to worry about that. But now, I can't pay anything. Man, we got to have $2 million a month. You know what? I couldn't pay 1 month's worth of my debts. It's just bigger than me. It's actually easier now to humble myself because there's nothing I can do about it. If God doesn't come through, just, you know, I'm dead. That's all there is to it. There is no way I can work my way out of this. And so I can easily say, well, God, it's your problem. There's nothing I can do. I can't hawk my house, sell anything, and pay for that. I hadn't got enough money to pay for a week. Amen. And it's a nice place to be, to where I'm just not responsible. Amen. Praise God. So I'm saying that, see, we are looking at things, and some of you are saying, but I just can't let my heart not be troubled. This is so bad. That's because you're so focused on this, and the more you focus on it, the bigger it gets. If nothing else, just put things into the light of eternity. Say, Father, this is not that big of a deal. Man, you've brought me through things in the past. You're going to bring me through this. And even if the devil was to kill me along the way, there's no disgrace in that. You know, people are so afraid that they're going to fail. I believe that God would be more pleased with you to step out and start believing Him and try something and fail. And He'd say, man, that's my boy. Amen. Rather than somebody who's fearful and just sitting there playing it too safe and you don't do anything, so you can't fail. And it's like a little kid when they start riding a bike. The parent doesn't browbeat them and criticize them if they fall and it doesn't work. You get them up and say, look, you went part way. You can do it. Try again. Man, God's not the way that many of us have Him envisioned. God is rooting for you. I believe that all of these things that God has led me to do are going to come to pass. But if they never came to pass, if something happened, if I lived to be 90 or 100 years old, never fulfilled that vision, if I never built those things, you know what? I've followed God to the best of my ability, and I believe I've got rewards, and God's going to receive me, and praise God, it'll be all right. Amen. I'm not worried about it. You just need to put it into the light of eternity. It's not that big of a deal. Amen. Man, I pray this is helping you. This really helped me, and this is the way I deal with things. When something gets to bothering me, I'll just sit down and I'll go to putting it into perspective, and I'll go back and rehearse my victories, and I'll go to remembering how God has brought me through things, and that gives me a different perspective. And if that doesn't solve the problem, then I'll go to looking forward and look at all of the promises of God and how that someday this problem that I'm in is going to be over and it'll be nothing. And it just shrinks my problems down to where everything is manageable. It's not that big of a deal. I had a guy who was a president of a bank that ran my ministry for a while. And when he came in and saw the way the ministry was going and that, man, we had all of these expenses and no guaranteed income, this guy just panicked. And he came and told me, boy, we're in trouble. I said, okay. And then the next month he came and told me, says, we're in trouble again. And I didn't respond. I didn't panic. And finally, after about 3 months of this, he sat me down. He says, you are not getting it. He says, you just don't understand. We are in trouble. Something's got to happen. And I just said, you know what? I understand where you're coming from, but you don't understand where I'm coming from. I said, you haven't been through what I've been through. I said, I remember a board meeting where my board told me, you're bankrupt. We're closing the ministry down. You are out of the ministry. And Jamie and I didn't know what to do. And I said, well, let's pray. And while we were praying, we had about $60,000 we were behind. This is back when that was like a year's income. It was serious. And we just were praying and saying, God, what do you want us to do? While we were praying, my mother calls, and she had been opening the mail, and she said, we just got a check for $60,000 in the mail from a church that I've never been to before or after. They just sent me a check for $60,000 out of the blue. And you know what? Because of that, you look back and see when God came through then, and when I face a problem now, it just affects the way I look at it. It's not that big of a deal. I've seen God come through before. He'll come through again. And even if I didn't have that history or something that would overcome it, I look forward to the promises of God, and it just shrinks your problems down to where it's not that big of a deal. You know, I'm trying to get this across with everything that's within me, but brothers and sisters, some of you think your problem is so bad you feel justified in being in depression and discouragement and fear and unbelief and bitter and whatever else. And you are fighting to defend your right to be offended. But I'm telling you that it's not that big of a deal. Nothing the devil can throw at you is that big of a deal. And since you've been born again, your future is so bright you got to squint to look at it. Man, if you win, you win. And if you lose, you win. It's just not that big of a deal. Hallelujah. And when you get that attitude, it takes the pressure off of you. Your faith, your joy rises up. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Everything begins to work better. Did you know many of your physical problems would just dissipate if you were out from under stress and worry and care? Even the medical profession will tell you that that suppresses your immune system. If you just started rejoicing and thinking about the goodness of God, and if nothing else, close your eyes and think about eternity. And how good it's going to be then. Your joy would rise up and you would be healthier. You'd get over some of your problems right there. Things would begin to happen. People would like you better if you were smiling instead of frowning all of the time. Your relationships would go better. Your marriage would go better. Your kids would like you better. Everything would work better if you just start rejoicing, put things into perspective and say it's not a big deal. Amen. Praise God. Man, that's good news. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we're the only people on the face of the earth that have a right to be rejoicing even through everything else. In case you hadn't noticed, we live in a fallen world. It's bad out there. It's terminal. Every one of us is in the process of dying. You may not like to think that way, but it's the truth. There's not, unless Jesus comes back and we get raptured, every person in here is going to be dead. And if you just thought about that, you know what? It'd depress you. But put it into the light of eternity. And you can actually get to where, man, it's exciting. I don't have to stay down here in this fallen world forever. We got a better world. We got something better. I don't know if any of you ever saw this show, Tuck Everlasting. But I thought that was one awesome movie. And it was about these people that drank this water and they lived forever. They couldn't die. You could shoot them, kill them, whatever, and they'd come back. And anyway, they were hiding out, and it's a long story, but this one of their sons that had this eternal life fell in love with a woman and wanted to marry him. And the father of this boy took her out on a boat and was talking to her. And he says, you need to seriously consider before you drink this water and live forever in this body. He says, he started basically talking about how terrible it was to live forever and to see all of this stuff. And he says, you can't die. There is no end to it. There's no end to evil and stuff. And he says, we're like a rock. We just are. And you know, that movie totally put a new spin on it. God never intended for mankind to die. But in a fallen world, did you know death is really a good thing? What would it be like if Hitlers could not be killed? If tyrants could not be killed? What would it be like if people were going to suffer forever in a body that their mind wasn't working and people just had to take care of them the rest of their life? What would it be like to have pain that you never got over? Death was never God's original plan, but for a world that is in decay and a corrupted world, death is better than living forever in this life. And you know what? We've got the promise of what heaven's going to be like. I read this book one time about heaven, a woman who died and went to heaven, and she wrote about what she experienced. And it was so powerful that for nearly a month or two, I had to use my faith to stay here on this earth because, man, I wanted to go. I was ready to go. You can be like Paul says, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. I'm in a strait. I want to go and be with the Lord. You know what? If we got eternally minded and really got to thinking about things in the light of eternity, it'd be like, oh, it's no big deal. If I live, I'm going to glorify God. If I die, I'm going to glorify God. I'm going to go and I'm going to experience everything that He's provided for me. And you can just get to where nothing bothers you. It's no big deal. Amen. I know what I'm saying is strange, and some people think, man, you just can't think this way. Well, don't wake me up, because this is how I'm living my life, and it's working, and I would highly recommend it. I would highly recommend it. I tell you what, I am firmly convinced that God wants us to be of good cheer, because He has overcome the world. And I want to encourage you with that today. God loves you. God is for you. And He wants you to prosper here in this life. But even if you didn't experience it in this life, He's going to guarantee that you'll prosper in the next life. You're going to win. You win, you win, you win. That's all that there is to it. If you are born again, you've already won. And you need to go to celebrating and rejoicing. And as you do that, it'll help you to experience that victory in this life. Isn't that good news? Thank you, Jesus. You know, I want to make sure that everybody in here knows the Lord personally. There may be somebody here who's not truly born again.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled The Christian First Aid Kit. This 6-part series was recorded at our 2010 Fort Worth Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1070C for CD or R3213D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RSK18C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.